Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted, and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
This particular sermon, at least once you can do it today, it's good once a year or once in your lifetime to do the silencing old altars. Silencing, that is the law of force mentioned in the Bible. The first time all that was mentioned in the Bible was in Genesis 8:20. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and it took of every clean, my own Bible said, every ceremonially clean animal, and every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. If you continue, the Bible said, and these pleased the Lord, and the Lord swore that he will no longer destroy the earth with water anymore. This is only for 80 of us, that is 1 year, 79 there. May your sacrifice be pleasing to God in the name of Jesus. Now, I want to show you that it is very important you silence the altars that have been operating in your life before you were born, or even as you are born now, because altar has age. Altar has mandate. Altar has vision. Altar has a voice. When you know all this, you know how to handle situations of life. I taught you that problem that comes from the altar, you don't harass that problem, or you don't tell them to go without raising another altar. There are old altars and there are new altars. So today we are going to subdue, we are going to crush and silence any altar that is standing against your destiny. And you know what? As the Lord lives, they will never rise anymore. Judges chapter 6 verse 25. Please follow me as I teach you this today from my heart to you. Judges 6:25. That night, the Lord said to Gideon, take the second bull from your father's herd, the one that is 7 years old, look up, and pull down. It's only Pastor Paul here with me. And pull down. See, your father's altar is older and bigger than you. If you don't bring it down, your father has an altar before you were born. Except it's an altar that is raised unto the Lord. If you know you have seen your father going places before, our mother visited altars, our father raised altars. We know that the altar they raised, they are not God's altar. And let me tell you, if prophecy will come to pass in your life, even God cannot do anything until that altar is pulled down. And God told Gideon, say, no one, pull down that altar first, and prophecy will come to pass in your life. Present your head, let me pray for you. Any altar standing against your prophecy, today they come down and crumble in the name of Jesus. The secret behind great men is their altar, and the secret behind small men is a weak altar. Don't forget that one. To lack altar is to live aimlessly, you know, aimlessly. And to live aimlessly is to die uselessly. To lack altar is to live aimlessly. To live aimlessly is to die uselessly. I want to pray for you. You will not live your life aimlessly in the name of Jesus. And you will not die uselessly in the name of Jesus. Altar makes difference among men. When this man stands, this one stands, our altar will determine how far we'll go. Not our English. Not our bragging. Not our shouting. Altar distinguishes men. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. When your word is void, when there's nothing called altar in your life, and there is an altar in your foundation speaking against you, you will need to pray, because struggling will be evident in your life. Let me quickly go to the end of this sermon and pray for you, that wicked altars will no longer prosper over your life in the name of Jesus. You want to live a great life? Please cast your mind back. Is there an old altar? Is there a place your mom has visited? They have taken your name to, or your father raised an altar? You know it's there. Unfortunately, some of you still send money to them. Oh God. What is omashe in English? It doesn't correlate. Omashe. What a pity. Omashe means omashe. Bring that one. I continue. To live a life without altar is to live a vain life. Yes, a life that is just floating. It means you live a life of ordinariness. I used to tell people, then pursue you, go to my altar and see if I have God or not. I am in a hurry to pray for you, John. The Lord said, meet me at the altar. That's what we are doing. I stand at this altar, I pray for you. Any altar standing against your next level, I bring them down. Carry your Bible, Judges chapter 6, verse 11 to 16. You must silence. I told the young boy, I said, family, I'm tired of family problems. They have tagged me. But you know what? Call your father now. Tell him to stop taking people's name to all those places taking you to. And say it so politely. And he called the father. Daddy, stop it. Who told you? What if I judge you? You are too spoiled. Get out. And he called back and said, but how did you know? I said, don't mention my name. I'm tired. The thing we are do, I know do, they will mention my name. Say, God told you. Judges chapter 6. Where have they taken your name to? 11 to 16. Very fast. Very fast. Judges. And the angel of the Lord came and sat beneath the great tree of Ophrah, which belonged to Joash of the clan of Abiezer. Gideon, the guy we are talking about now, the son of Joash, was threshing wheat at the bottom of the winepress. And once he does it, he will hide it so that the Midianites will not see it. Next verse. Another appeared to him and said, mighty man of valor, the Lord is with you. Don't forget that passage. Continue. And I was said, sir, Gideon replied, if the Lord is with us, why has it all this happened to us? And where are the miracles our fathers and ancestors told us about? Did they say that God brought us out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and has handed us over to the Midianites. Next verse, verse 14. Let the Lord turn to him. Don't forget, he was talking to the angel of God, but the Bible said the Lord turned to him. That means the Lord took over from that angel spiritually and turned to him and said, go with the strength you have now and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you. God was sending him. There's a prophecy over his head. Can I quickly pray for you? The prophecy over your head will come to pass. See, Shakala people, they can't say, I said, the prophecy over that your head, it will come to pass. Verse 15. But Lord, Gideon replied, how can I rescue Israel? How can me rescue Israel? And God answered him. He said, my clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh. And I am the least in my entire. He said his tribe was the least. His family from Benjamin was the least. He said, Manasseh, sorry. He said, what am I going to do? And I'm the least there. Next verse, verse 16. The Lord said to him, I will be with you. Oh my God. Say it again, verse 16. He said, and the Lord said to him, I will do what? And you will destroy the Midian as if you are fighting against. But as long as that altar of your father Gideon is visible and active, stretch your hand to me here, let me pray for you. Every wicked, satanic, active altar speaking against your life, today I set them on fire. Look at the potential. Please sit down. Look at the mandate on the head of Gideon. But it will not come to pass because there is an old altar speaking against his destiny. Pray with me. Say, any wicked altar. Not hearing you. Say, any wicked altar. I'm not hearing your voice. Say, any old altar standing against my prophecy. Say, you are a liar. I bring you down by the blood of Jesus. It's your life. Lift up your voice and pray. All altars, pray. Wicked altar. Hey, you are posing. Standing against my prophecy. Hey, Jesus, mighty name, we pray. Stretch your hand to me and pray. Say, every satanic altar fighting my prophecy. Say, every old altar, say it, resisting my prophecy. Say, your time is up. I bring you down by the blood of Jesus. Now violently lift up your voice and pray. Don't play with them. 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 It is altar versus altar. It is altar versus altar. Every wicked altar resisting, opposing, fighting, standing against my prophecy. You are a liar. I bring you down. In Jesus' mighty name of prayer. As you pray, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Sit down, but don't go down. As Gideon was asking God, this is too big for me. The Lord said, don't be afraid. The solution is this. Build me an altar after you have brought down your old altar. Verse 26. Judges 6, 26. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My future is bright. I must get it. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I sense in my spirit that so many will be liberated this night. One of the things that rule on earth, Soji, na altar. What do I call it? People live from here, they will go to a Kene, they will go to a Kiti. People come from and they will say they are coming to this altar. Now, altar can alter people's life. It can turn your life around. See the prophecy. You have been having revelation. It's not coming to pass. There is an old altar that is active. Today, we set them on fire. And immediately they are set on fire, you must build another one unto the Lord. Don't forget. Verse 26. All the prophecy you want to come to pass and build an altar unto the Lord. After you have destroyed that one, and you say, raise me a new altar up on the top of this rock in the altar place and take the second bullet and offer Don't raise an altar without offering. Somebody say, I hear you. If you suffer in this church, you just like to suffer. You willingly took certificate that this is what you want to do. He said, and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the groove, which thou shalt cut down. Stretch your hands to this place. I want to pray for you. From today, the old altar in your family will no longer stand. Recently, I received a message from my village because I personally brought down the shrine. My great-grandfather was a priest. I called it Balogun. And I told the Balogun there, I pay you, don't do it again. So the recent Balogun there is a very young man, and he sent me a message that he wants to talk to me. I brought the altar down. In Yekafolayo, I brought the altar down. That was where the altar of all the awards were. Maybe you don't know. They wanted to use a whole human being. I brought it down. So as I'm talking, I say, online, I have to bring the altar to my father's house. If you talk to altar here, I'll bring it down. Timothy, hear me. Be answering them. The altar in Lekki, we turn it to a place of Suya. We don't buy Suya there. Timothy likes suya too much. We bought suya there. I ate the suya as I'm driving. Give me suya. So when I'm telling you, I will bring the altar of your fathers down, except you don't have faith. You say, what authority do I have? By the reason of my offering, I can speak to altar. And if you don't want to believe, ask your accountant if I did for offering or no day. Stretch your hand here. Let me harass their altar for you. Are you afraid? I said the altar standing in your family will no longer prosper. Even like I said, you think we are joking? Any altar where they drop your picture, any altar where they drop your children's name, any altar where they drop your name, the altar where they drop your clothes, the altar that they drop your business name, we bring them down by the blood in the name of Jesus. Any altar troubling you, I bring them down in the name of Jesus. Any altar speaking against you, I bring them down in the name of Jesus. Any altar debarring and hindering you, I don't want to know where they come from. I address them in the name of Jesus now. And I command the old altar to keep short in the name of Jesus. Everybody say after me, every wicked altar, I silence you by the blood of Jesus. Say after me, say shut up in the name of Jesus. Altar speaking against my life, shut up in the name of Jesus. Can you lift up your voice and pray like that? Tell them to shut up, shut up, shut up. Shut up, shut up. Say, I silence you by the blood. Any altar, local altar, international altar, father's house altar, mother's house altar, altar in the environment, hear the word of the Lord. Shut up. Shut up. Somebody say, by the blood of Jesus, I silence you. Say, permanently, you have no right over my life anymore. Somebody, are you praying? The Bible says, the day I cry to God, my enemies will run back. Altar from anywhere. Enough is enough. Somebody say, shut up. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name of prayer. Sit down, but don't go down. The reason why you are suffering and crying is because there is an altar that is speaking. It is your duty, once you are over 18 years, to go crazy and say, I'm not taking this bullshit. If you fold your hands, you fold your destiny. So today, old altars, wicked altar, let them pack up in the name of Jesus. What happened when these altar, when they speak abortive spirit into people's life? And what does abortive spirit mean? You know, the meaning of abortion, abortive. Any prophecy, any plan, any good thing coming, it is aborted. Because there is an altar that knows your name, knows your surname, knows your father's name, and he said, in this family, in that family, not here, he said, they know they do well. If they know they do well in your family, may you begin to do well in the name of Jesus. If you don't silence them, they cause what I call near success syndrome. You almost got it. You almost entered a relationship. You almost started enjoyment. You almost got promoted. You almost got a contract. You almost got healed. You almost traveled. You almost breakthrough. You almost fulfilled destiny. Almost. Today, almost is terminated from your life in the name of Jesus. And for the old, for the new altar to stand, the old altar must clear away. Two personalities cannot be on the stage. They have to pack up. And so that's what we are going to be doing today. All altars must pack up. The place your mama went to, the place your papa went to, the one they raised, they must pack up. I said they must pack up. People do things and they call my daughter, my son, bullshit. Wherever they have gone to, there is no wahala. There is a name of God called the Ancient of Days. Oh, God knows the date they went there. God knows the time they went there. And so, in the name of the Ancient of Days, the day they took your name there, the time they took your name there, we neutralize the effect in the name of Jesus. Stretch your hand. Let me pray one prayer for you before we go. Just one. Just manage this one. It's very small. Every altar that has been manipulating your life, every altar that has made good things not to come to you, but everybody is enjoying, how can't I enjoy this thing? That altar, I set them on fire in the name of Jesus. Let me add one more. Every altar causing repeated battle in your life, you thought it's over, another one has come. You thought it's over, another one has come. Now only you there, I command our altar to be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. The altar whether they worship for your family, the altar that your father forsook and is angry, every angry altar in your mama's house, every angry altar in your papa's house, I don't care whether they are angry, I silence them, I neutralize them, I frustrate them, I crush them by the blood. Three amen in the name of Jesus. I decree their voices to be seized. I decree their actions to be destroyed. I break their chains and their power and influence over your life. If you are the one I pray for, shout seven amen and pack your blessings. Sit down as I pray this one for you. Any altar that is older than you, the altar that is older than you, you are 56. The altar is 102. It don't collect blood, it don't swallow blood, it don't swell like bed bug. Okay, I pray for you. It's not as old as Ancient of Days. Lift up your hands. He's the King of Kings and he's the Lord of Lords. So in the name of Ancient of Days, I command old altars right now to be rendered useless in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. King of Kings.
kings and Lord of lords. I am a father.
You get Papa Sue.
Almighty Father.
Oh, yeah, finish if you have him.
He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Daniel 11.
I am a father.
Can I beg you, after expression of prayer, watch the place you are entering into in the name of looking for your bullshit solution. When I got to this land, I had to stay with a family, and they told me one day that they want me to follow them to a place of prayer in Isolo. And when we got there, the first mistake they made was we off our shoe. So I said, this is bullshit. So I sat down. The second mistake, the man opened a particular bulb, you know, they call it crystal bulb, you know them. So he opened crystal bulb. So immediately he opened that one, I said, close it back. I said, the operation in this place will spoil. So I told the person that brought me, this is where you know they pray. And the man said, if you go out like that, Okike, he was mentioning all those, Chigbundu was mentioning some names, something will catch who, me. So I told them, meet me at Omo. I'm going. I don't have time for all this blue light. Like disco party. Oh yeah, baby. The places you are entering into in the name of looking for sale, some of them you can pray for them. Some of you. When you see them, tell them, sir, is this what you are doing, sir? Kneel down. You're speaking in tongues first. They will know you are serious. You are going to them. Every place you go to, there is an altar there, and spirits will follow you home. Just as when you leave this place, the Spirit of God will follow you home. That's why you can't afford to be entering every place you call solution camp. Daniel 11, he said, but the people that know their God, that's the last statement there. He said, they shall be strong. Do you know God? And they will not just be stronger. In this life, they are going to do what? Altar makes a difference among men. When you have an altar, your enemy cannot swallow you. It's either they leave you alone or they are going to make big brick walls by attacking you. Altar propel you to your next level. Altar makes people to anywhere they take you and say, he has a bigger altar. Altar makes your own helper. They are the one that will look for you. You are not the one that will look beggarly and you must know this early. New altar help you to receive new things in life. The altar your parents worship and there's nothing good in their life. Psalm, a new altar, a new God. Leave their God alone. And serve this God. If it's not Panadol, it cannot be. I remember telling my parents, if I find out that this Jesus thing you are telling me is a lie, the beating I received that day, I said, the day I find out that this Jesus, so I started reading books. Thank God there was no internet then. I can read them. I started reading books. I've read Quran 17 times, I told you. I've read Quran. I've read different books. And I said, No. All the God. That's my conclusion. We are in this.
You are the only God. There is none like you.
Altar brings an end, new altar, to poverty, frustration, and confusion in your life. Altar makes your own heaven to open. Once you get your location right, your own is different. Somebody, I hear you. When you begin to raise the right altar, and serve God, then you know what happened? It takes over the affairs of your life. To be altarless is to be voiceless. To be altarless is to be aimless. To be altarless is to be useless. Benny, I'm telling you the truth today. To be altarless is to be, and anything can happen to you. After now, may you be wiser than your enemies. To be altarless, to be powerless. I ask people, I used to laugh. When I know somebody is my enemy, I laugh them. I say, this people know anything. I cry on the altar, you are in trouble. I draw sacrifice, voila. I now sleep there. I wake up there. Something will happen. And it's not a joke. After now, God is taking over your battles. Before you were born, altars were operating. Before you came into that house, that compound, there are altars in that environment. So when you enter to an environment, the power that begins to say, who is this madam that just come here? Who is this madam? So when you enter into the place, altarless, they begin to look at you as their next food. Somebody say, God forbid. But when you have your own altar, when they look at you, they see spirits behind you with swords saying, you don't know go there. Who them they? Where God is? Well, you are just there. You are walking. You carry weak. Everything that got chop harm with your weak. They'll be telling you, look indomitable. They are preparing you for indomie. But when you have altar, you walk into that environment. The altar, they say, no, this one is a useless person. You carry altar from where it's coming. Leave him alone, I beg. I don't like trouble. I don't want trouble. I don't want trouble. They will leave you alone. Why am I not hearing you? I said, they will leave you alone. Altar is as real as your name. Altar is as real as your breath. There are places they take. Please, anything you give to God from now on, know the true way to receive it. Your Bible says, I receive Larika. Arika Mama Irego. In English, I don't know. He said, that the thing where you do, you'll be able to talk about. Ask them when I send my money to them and they bring my receipt. You don't want to see me when I pray. Say, Father, I have offered another war. I give up my time to bad yet. I am watching Yama. All people troubling me. Every day they let me get peace. Lord, as I see to offer, they no go see something to offer, they go suffer. I don't pray for English. Oh, when I carry sacrifice, I pray broken and in Yoruba. Ah, Lord, I came with sacrifice. Who them day? Where are them day? Where are God day? How many are they in this world? Now altar and sacrifice the rule. As I drop my offering today, I offer not only my problems, I offer my enemies as a burnt offering. Don't let me teach you about it. Say, this man is dangerous, so we cannot fight him. He will just combine everything together and sacrifice. Let me pray for you. One prayer, just one. From today, God is taking over your battles. 1 Kings chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. Thou knowest how David my father would not build a house unto the Lord. Look at it. For he has walls, I'm still reading it, which will bow him on every side. Unto the Lord, put them under the sole of his feet. Can I pray for you? All your battles, they are coming under the sole of your feet. Verse 4. Come on. But now, somebody say, but now. The Lord my God has given me rest. Why? Wait. Because his father has fought. The Lord has given me rest on every side, so that there is neither you don't fight for your children, the battle continues. I told my brothers, everything is stopped in my time, except, you know, I'm telling you, failure, poverty, shame is stopped in your time in the name of Jesus. David prepared. And let me show you that one, then we pray. Carry your Bible. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 5. The fathers raised altar for Solomon. All the people that would disturb him, they died. Look at where I'm going here. Look at this. David said, my son Solomon is young and inexperienced. And since the temple to be built for the Lord must be a magnificent structure, famous, glamorous throughout the whole world, I will begin to make preparation for it when? Look at everybody. Can you please prepare for your children? The preparation for them is not the house. It's not the farm. But start spiritually first. Finish all your enemies so that your enemies will not be their enemies. Then finish all their own enemies, even in your day, so that their life can be sweet. Then number three, fortify them. Before you say you want to give them any house or anything, may the calamity that befall you never befall your children. The mystery, the pain and the shame you experience in life, may your children never smell it in the name of Jesus. May you never pass suffering to your children in the name of Jesus. Hey, I'm not hearing you. I say you will not pass the pain and affliction to your children in the name of Jesus. The backwardness you experience in life, your children will not smell them in the name of Jesus. Power of the Holy Ghost, the seed of pain and shame in you, will not be transferred to them in the name of Jesus. Your life will be sweeter than your whole life. If you are one of the people I pray for, jam your hands together on your feet and meet me on the altar. Come on, I'm waiting for you on the altar. Yesterday you reign. You reign in my life. Alone, who?
Today come my reign.
Come.
I reign forevermore.
Amen. Let us pray. Time is going. There are some tune I'm hearing here. It's not in music. They are old altar tone. I have to stop it before they tamper with my anointing. And when you tamper with the anointing, I will not drop the microphone. But let me stop the song. Lift up your hands. Say after me, say, I deactivate. I am not here. Say, I deactivate. Any wicked active altar of my father's house. Can you lift up your voice and deactivate the nonsense? You are not praying out. You are not praying out. You are not praying out. Pray it out. Every old altar. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Say, I silence every wicked altar from my foundation. I silence them by the blood of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Hey, somebody pray. Silence. In Jesus' name we pray. Any altar dragging my destiny backward. Dragging my destiny backward. I cut you off and set you on fire. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice. Are you praying? Are you praying? In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Any old altar blocking my glory. Any wicked altar blocking my rising. Scatter now my fire. Scatter now my fire. Lift up your voice and pray. Pray with fire in your voice. After me, I disconnect my destiny from every old altar. I disconnect my life from any old altar in my father's house, in my mother's house, in my environment. I disconnect. I disconnect. Oh my God. Lift up your voice. I disconnect. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Every old altar controlling my star. Any old altar blocking the rising of my star. I set you on fire in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Your hand to this altar and say, oh, altar of the living God. Don't forget, it's altar of our soul. Say, oh, altar of the living God. Arise and swallow any old altar that is troubling my prophecy. Lift up your voice and pray. Swallow them. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Ask for one thing from God. December is coming. Come on, ask. Ask for one thing.
ask for one thing from God. Cry to Him. Cry to Him. He is the God that answered by fire. When I touch your head, you touch the altar. When I touch your head, don't stop praying. Be praying. Be asking for what you want. Don't worry. When I touch your head, you touch the altar. He is a prayer answering God. 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 He will answer you. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. He is a prayer answering God. 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 Abba Father,
glorify your name. There is no one like you. There is no one like you.
Abba Father.
Abba Father. We glorify your name. There is no one like you.
Covenant keeping God.
Covenant keeping God. We glorify your name. There is no one like you. Oh, there is no one like you.
I've been laying this my hand on your head for some days now. If God is still God, and I know it's God, your head will do well in life. No matter what has been operating in your head before, even online, as I lay my hands on this camera, whatever has been operating on your head before, on Facebook, you are there, Instagram, on TikTok, whatever has been operating in your life before, today there is a reversal for good in the name of Jesus. You will do well in life. And when God has said to you, you will not be full of yourself. We thank you.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akinola Ministries International on search for our handle, Sowing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity. Power, pebbles, and to make power.